So topic 3.6 is to explain the role of mitosis and the cell cycle for growth and asexual reproduction. This is cell division divided into mitosis and meiosis. Meiosis we'll look at in a little bit. And mitosis is the process by which you get two identical daughter cells from one parent cell. The diploid number of chromosomes is preserved at each stage. So you start off with 2n and you end up with two lots of 2n in the cells. And mitosis forms part of the cell cycle. Mitosis itself takes place for active cell division, and in between active mitosis we have a stage called interphase. Now interphase is divided into three stages: gap 1, synthesis, and gap 2. These are abbreviated to G1, S, and G2. At G1, all of the organelles and contents are duplicated except for the chromosomes. At synthesis, all of the chromosomes, the diploid number, is duplicated by the cells. So effectively, by the time you go into gap 2, you have duplicates of the diploid, double diploid, if you like. It's not 4n, don't call it 4n, because it's just double 2n. And at gap 2, the cell double checks the chromosomes for errors, makes any repairs if they're needed, and then we're good to go. So, mitosis itself is divided into four stages: prophase, metaphase, anaphase, and telophase. Some people will call it telophase, that's fine. My preference is for telophase, and a number of other teachers feel the same way. You can remember these stages by either using the abbreviation PMAT. You can also use the mnemonic, please make another two, and I find that quite helpful for remembering mitosis. At prophase, we have condensation of the chromosomes. The chromosomes become visible, they supercoil up, wrap around proteins and histones, which are a type of protein, and they become visible as these sausage-shaped structures. So the first thing you'll see at prophase is visible chromosomes. The nucleolus breaks down, the nuclear envelope starts to break down, and the centrioles move to the opposite poles. The spindle starts to be formed at prophase. At metaphase, you will see all of the chromosomes lined up along the metaphase plate, sometimes referred to as the equator. You just describe that as the centre as well, if you prefer. The spindle is formed properly. It has now attached to the centromeres, the centre of the chromosomes, and they're ready to pull apart. At anaphase, the centromeres split. The spindle, the microtubules contract, and the chromatids, halves of the chromosomes, are pulled apart to the poles. So you'll see that as being sort of like fingers stretching out from the poles of the cells. At telophase, the membranes around the chromatids reform, so two new nuclear envelopes form, and the chromosomes start to decondense. So at telophase you will see two nuclei in the same cell. No cytokinesis, no splitting of the cytoplasm has occurred. At cytokinesis, in animals, contractile fibres, actin, type of protein, tighten around the centre of the cell until they separate. In plants, the cell membrane and wall builds from the inside of the cell outward using a cell plate. Now the whole function of this is growth, because you're multiplying the number of cells, and asexual reproduction. So asexual reproduction is reproduction without the aid of sex, of crossing gametes, and that includes binary fission, sporulation, fragmentation, regeneration, budding, vegetative propagation, and parthenogenesis. Binary fission is what bacteria and amoeba do. Growth itself we can measure in a number of different ways, wet mass, dry mass, and it's important to know that that's what essentially all organisms do. They all grow and they repair what the cells they've got.